I be feeling all alone at night, feeling so lonely. I want you, girl, to be my tender only. I log in on Facebook and I start to look at them pics, and it make my day so hard. I feel the pressure rising, girl, rising for you. And I'm finna jack off to you. Girl, you got me feeling like I love you. And I want you. I'm jacking off to you. I'm jacking off to your Facebook pics, to your Facebook pictures, your Facebook pics, your Facebook pictures. You see the lotion, and it's the motion. I'm jacking off to you, girl. I'm jacking off to you. Jacking off to your Facebook pics. Yeah, I'm jacking off to you. And girl, I swear it's true. I'm jacking off to you, girl. If you take a picture with your booty out, I'ma jack off to it. Take a picture with your titties showing. Just to know a nut is what I'ma blow. I'ma blow on my computer screen, and it's gonna look so clean. I wanna lick your shit, girl. I wanna lick your booty, girl. Let me touch your toes, girl. I wanna give you a massage. And I see that booty, girl, big like Nicki Minaj. Girl, you got me feeling like I want you. I'm creeping on your Facebook pics, girl. Checking off to you, girl. Checking off to you, girl. I even use two hands sometimes. I even use two hands sometimes. And I got the grip, girl. And I got the grip, girl. I got the grip, girl. Mm-hmm. And I got the grip, girl. And I'm checking off to you, girl. I'm checking off to you, girl. Cause I want you to know, girl. I'm checking off to you, girl. My penis loves you.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain. Pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're doing it right here. We're
going to
take care.
Oh, my God.
All right, finally, we are back. This is a new Distorted View Daily. Want proof? I will give you the date and time I'm recording this. Just so you know, I'm not playing an old program or something that I recorded in advance. I am here. I'm giving you 100% of my attention. Today is Wednesday, February 20th, 2013. See? Undeniable proof. All right, lots to talk about on the program today. First up, President Obama was reelected yesterday. I'm just kidding with you all. I'm really here. It's February 20th, and lots of stuff to talk about. Well, first of all, let me just apologize for yesterday. The problem is I've got friends who don't value my time. They think because I do a podcast, I'm just perpetually free. And yeah, I guess I have like a flexible schedule, but you can't monopolize 5 hours of my time during the day. It screws everything up, and that's exactly what happened. My friend called me and asked me to drive him to the Columbus courthouse so he could do some filings or something. And we ended up going to lunch first, and then it was just like 3 hours at the courthouse. I mean, it really was like a 5 or 6 hour interruption. And then I got home and I started to feel like shit, like my stomach was bothering me. I had the shits. I don't know if it was something I ate at lunch, but I felt like I was coming down with the flu. My body started getting all achy. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. My AIDS immune system is rearing its ugly head again. Hey, speaking of AIDS immune system, I was laying down in bed in pain. Feel sorry for me. I want sympathy. And so I was watching a couple movies. I watched Airplane and Airplane 2. It was a real double feature. By the way, Airplane 2 is ridiculous. First of all, it's pretty much all the same jokes as the first Airplane movie. There is really no need for Airplane 2, except it's a spaceship instead of an airplane. Whatever. But you know the gay guy that's in both of those movies? He's like one of the air traffic control guys. I knew just by looking at his real name. The actor's name is Steven Stucker, which is a clue that he's gay. But he was gay in real life, and I immediately knew when I saw him. I'm like, oh, that guy died of AIDS in the 80s. I think I have AIDS DAR, because I can usually point out, if I'm watching a movie from the 70s or 80s, I can point out the guy who ultimately died of AIDS. It's just one of my many superpowers. I really wish Marvel would write a comic book based on me. Just a guy with weird superpowers that really don't help out. Yeah, I can tell who has AIDS and who died. Or like a superhero that has a really strange weakness. Like Superman, but he's allergic to tinfoil or wood. You know what I mean? Like, he's an alien. Maybe he could be allergic to wood. Maybe on his home planet, they don't have wood. When he came down here, all of a sudden, you know, every time he walks by a tree, he gets weak. That'd be awesome. Because he would be a superhuman, right? He's got these incredible superpowers. But, you know, you can't go very far without, you know, being in contact with wood. So it would really fuck him up. I'm getting off track here. I apologize. My point in mentioning all of this is that people don't respect my time or what I do. And I really feel like I can't have any friends or be in a relationship when I'm doing this show, because it takes away from me doing what I do, looking for strange porn. You know, on that marathon show I did, that 7 or 8 hour show, I talked to Dave Richards. And one of the things that who was the president of the Real Talk Network, one of the companies that I worked for and never got paid from. But I told him, you know, when I moved down to Texas, I moved down there with Joey, and I was doing Distorted View as a live program. And I could stay in that. I would be happy in that office 12, 13 hours a day, just working on my show, producing other shows. I love doing this. But, you know, when you've got friends or you're in a relationship, you've got to, you know, you got at night, you got to sit down with the person and watch TV or go out to dinner with them. It just fucks everything up. I can't spend hours and hours with someone when I've got to focus 100% of my attention on this program. So what I'm saying is, if you're my friend, don't call me. You're merely a burden in my life. Thank you. I don't need you. I don't want to interact with you. Leave me the fuck alone. I will contact you when I want to hang out. When I get burnt out or I need to take a break, that's when I'm going to call you. This relationship is going to be completely one-sided. I understand. But if you want to see me, you can come down when I'm recording the show and be a guest. Or, you know, help find porn for me or something. Actually, maybe the problem is, you know, as a person, I don't want to be around people that have a lot of issues or are high drama. I'm a low-key person. That's who I like to be around. Other chill individuals. But that doesn't help out the show. What I should be doing is I should be finding complete messes to hang around with. They'll at least give me content for the program. I think that's why I loved Joey so much. Because there was always a story. Maybe he was shitting himself at a bar and I had to bring him underwear. Or, you know, I don't know. There's just always something. Maybe he's high on, you know, lewds or something. Like, he just provided a lot of great content. And he would, and you know, he was a porn addict, so he would always give me great, you know, clips. The dickhole guy and fisting porn and stuff. That's the type of person I need to be friends with. So if you're a complete fucking train wreck of a human being, contact me. I want to get to know you. All right, moving on. I was reading the news. You know, I mentioned, you know, the Pope resigned. They're looking for a new Pope. So apparently the front runner for the next Pope, for Popedom, is some black dude. This is a horrible idea. First of all, I don't think a lot of white Catholics, Irish Catholics, Italian Catholics are going to want a black Pope. Now keep in mind, this black Pope is just as conservative as the other popes. He thinks the real problem with, you know, within the priesthood are all these fag priests. Not the fact they're pedophiles, but they're fucking fags. So, you know, they're not progressive in the right ways. Can we just move a little bit into the 21st century? Not even the 21st century. Let's move into the 18th century. These motherfuckers are old school. You know, and thinking about a black pope, one name comes to mind. Now, I wouldn't be so upset if we had a black pope like this.
I hate Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes.
Who is nothing but a long-legged devil right out of the pit of hell. And if you don't mind my saying it, Jesus hates him too. People are sick of this. People are tired of the long-legged man.
Pope Manning.
Daddy. Drug sales, prostitution, illegal immigration. It's sickening. I mean, it's downright sickening to watch this. Members of the NRA going to come into the black neighborhoods. I'm telling you.
This guy's like the black Yosemite Sam, isn't he? He's like a cartoon character. He's a long-legged Mac Daddy. Like Foghorn Leghorn or something. All right.
I mean, it's downright sickening to watch this. Members of the NRA going to come into the black neighborhoods. I'm telling you. Y'all going to push these white folk till they can't take it no more.
I actually think some white people could get behind Pope Manning. All right, so I'm just suggesting it. Catholic Church, if you want to look into this. It would make the religion a lot more fun, I must say. All right, so speaking of old school clips, yeah, Pastor Manning, we've been playing clips of him for years now. Alexis K. Tyler has recently posted a video. I think this is an older video that she is reposting because it features her mom, which, you know, we haven't seen her in a long time. They did a profile on Alexis K. Tyler. I think Vice Magazine ran a profile on her, a video profile. And in it, she says that she has had a falling out with her mom. She realized that her mom is not a good influence on her, and that's one of the reasons why you don't see her anymore on her show. But here is Alexis K. Tyler and her mom. Oh, I love her theme song. Bam!
And he's pushing, trying to hit your bottom, as they say, or hit the hole within the hole. The head of his penis is soothing. It makes him feel really good and have great orgasms because the penis is going into the hole, the second hole, which is in the uterus hole. But that's dangerous and even deadly for a woman because
You women in your holes. How many holes do you need, girls? Come on. It's confusing. I don't know where to put my dick.
Starts tearing that cervix. It starts opening that hole up and actually
moves. A lot of women that can't walk straight up. They'd have been knocked down.
Yeah, it moves into the uterus. So the uterus is open and see that.
Oh, they're knocking your body down.
It does because the uterus is supposed
to... The mom always has brilliant comments.
...to be protected, and it opens it for all types of fluid and bacteria.
That's why these women can't walk straight. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, you FUPA-covering freak.
Get in there.
Several women's had that condition.
And it can kill them. So that's why it's important to watch the size.
Mm-hmm. Death by dick.
Yeah, it can cause that, and it starts creating infections, and women have...
Isn't that an ice cream flavor, death by dick?
...problem getting pregnant because they've damaged that back door.
Well, maybe they like that, you know.
Well, that's fine if they like it. You know, people are going to do what they want to do. But I'm just saying that for the women that do care about
it. It is quite shocking to see you illustrating that candy bar with what I'm sitting close up on it, people.
Oh, by the way, Alexis K. Tyler is holding on to a big black dildo.
I can see it.
I think that's the chocolate bar Mama's referring to.
One-on-one. And it is a lot of similarity.
It's making me hungry. She's a big black woman.
You see what I'm talking about? So people are eating the candy bar, and they don't realize they're subconsciously when they shoving it in and out. That's why it's so important for women not to let their little girls
eat popsicles
and candy and stuff outside, because you have to eat it, you have to suck on it. If it melts, you have to pull it in and out, and you don't know who's watching your little girl eat the candy. Eating a popsicle a certain way.
So we should ban popsicles because there might be some perverts watching your children after they stop by the ice cream truck.
In a certain way, you got a lot of sick freaks out here that get off on watching little girls jump rope, run up and down the street, and eat their candy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we are mindful of the way we dress our little girls, the way we let them dance outside.
Okay. I just wanted to. Oh, wait, the mother.
Outside and eat.
They have you. Go, girl. It's your birthday. Go, girl. The mothers egg them on.
I think the ones that are ignorant don't know any better. It's a time and place for that.
I could listen to this all day, but you know, this is old school Alexis, so you can check it out on Alexis K. Tyler's YouTube page. Moving on now, DV listener and contributor Paul from St. Paul has created a remix. Last week on the show, I played a song called Jesus Is My Nigga, as sung by an old white dude. Paul spruced it up a bit. Take a listen to this.
Here we go.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Nigger, nigger, nigger. Man, what is with these sand niggers? Nigger, nigger, nigger.
Nigger tone?
He's a life changer, miracle arranger, born to the virgin mom in a manger. Water to wine, he's a drink exchanger, and he died for your sin. I preach the word, that's my gig, and I rhyme better than Notorious Big. All the other MCs, I wish them well, but if you live in sin, you burn in heaven.
It's either Satan or God, I can't tell.
Get off of my titty, you don't cracker.
Now I'ma pass the mic to my lovely wife. She's a fly MC and the light of my life. So the bust the rhyme without further ado. Take it away, Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ is my nigga. He's the son of the original G. And he was sent to Earth to elucidate the way that we should be. Thank you for another MC says, you're a freak, you're a lame butt rapper and your rhymes are weak. I don't get mad and I don't critique. I forgive him and turn the other cheek. I don't blaspheme and I don't brag. I don't cuss and my pants don't sag. I do exude a little Christian swag and I'm proud to be an American.
Jesus Christ, you're a nigga. Let his light shine through you.
Holy shit!
Like me. 9 million children die every year before they reach the age of five. Okay, this, to think in this way is to fail to reason honestly.
If you do drugs and you think you're cool, you need to go to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can. Stand up tall, you're a Christian man. Word up.
I wanna smoke.
I'm freestyle.
Hit me.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul from St. Paul. Another home run. Moving. I don't know why that sounded so sarcastic. I really did enjoy that song. Paul. Yeah. Good job, Paul. Excellent work. No. Great job, Paul. Moving on. I'd like to introduce you to Muscle Daddy 1951. This guy is into gut punching, which, you know, have you ever been punched in the stomach and, you know, got the wind knocked out of you? It doesn't feel good. It doesn't give you a boner. At least it shouldn't. But for this guy, it certainly does. But before I play the gut punching, because, you know, really, gut punching doesn't have a lot of wonderful audio. It's just a guy being punched in the stomach. There he is. I mean, guy's like boxing gloves on, and he's just punching Grandpa in the stomach here. I'm sorry, Muscle Daddy. Muscle Gramps. He is an old guy. He not only has gray hair, his facial hair is gray, and his chestal hair is gray. But here is Muscle Daddy talking to us as he jerks off. I love these, you know, verbal jerk-off sessions.
You want to suck Daddy's cock?
No!
Huh? Come on. Daddy's ready for you.
Ugh. Yeah. When guys refer to themselves as dad, come on, Daddy's ready for you. So gross. Why you do that?
Come on, play Muscle Daddy. Yeah. Beat on these fucking pecs and abs. Oh, fuck, yeah, just tear into me. Fucking gets me hard. Nothing better than some boy pounding the fucking shit out of my abs. Oh, man, that could make me...
Also, the term pound the shit out of my ass is not sexy at all. Because to me what that says is, like, you're fucking a guy so hard, you're pulling out peanut butter. Like, your dick is going to be coated with shit. You're literally fucking shit out of someone's ass. Gross. Gays, you really need to work on your sexy talk. Speaking of which, DB listener Chantal emailed me with a screenshot from Roy Killer War's Facebook page. If you are not friends with Roy Killer War on Facebook, I highly suggest you add him, because some of his updates are fantastic, like this one. I kind of want to fart, but I'm not wearing any underwear, and I took a Dulcolax earlier, which is a laxative. Plus, I'm gay, and you know what us gays do with that part of the body. So what he's saying is his asshole is a little loosey-goosey. He took a laxative, and it's not going to take a lot for some shit to seep out. Just bending over is a problem for some gays. By the way, if you are gay and a bottom, do you have any tips? Not that I'm asking, not that I want tips, but I'm just curious. To keep your ass tight. Now, especially for you gays who are, like, total whores, I'm guessing your asshole could get stretched out pretty easily if you're getting pounded night after night. Or maybe you're in a relationship and you're just getting, you know, fucked constantly. Do you ever have to, like, take a break and, you know, let your asshole heal? Or do you do, like, some exercises or something? I'm curious about that. All right, let's finish up with Muscle Daddy here. I think he's getting close to coming here.
Oh, fuck, boy. Come on, help Daddy. Yeah.
Get Daddy's walker. Oh. Flip it upside down. Let Daddy sit on one of the ends. One of the ends with the tennis balls stuck to the bottom.
Oh, fuck.
Squat over that. Did he come? Oh, he came. He helped Daddy
thank
out.
Thank you, boy.
You're welcome, Daddy. We helped Daddy come.
Yeah, work, Daddy.
Old man laughing. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. You know what? Fuck it. Let's do an extended show today. Sideshow freaks are going to get bonus content, 10, 15, 20 minutes a show to make up for yesterday. I'll still do a weekend program for Sideshow Freaks as well. How about that? And tomorrow we've got a Sideshow exclusive program. It's a great time to become a member of DV's member site. God damn it. I probably could have worded that better. Yeah, sign up for the Sideshow right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month, $66.99 a year. Or if you want to sign up for a lifetime membership and never have to worry about recurring charges again, there's also an option for that. Go to SuperFreakSideshow.com. Yeah. All right. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. I love that guy's laugh. Have you ever had sex with someone or been in a relationship with someone who had a horrible voice, like just a funny sounding voice? If so, call into the voicemail line, tell me about it, and do your best impression of that voice. Maybe someone with a really high-pitched voice, or maybe they sounded like Cheryl Murkowski.
Yeah, fuck my pussy. Fuck it.
Or maybe they just sounded weird when they were having sex.
Come on. Give me your cock, I need it.
You know, something like that. Email me if you've ever had a boyfriend or girlfriend or sex partner with a strange-sounding voice. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Texas. A Hood County woman was arrested after calling 911 to ask for cigarettes. She now admits it was a frivolous request and says she regrets it. I happen to have the 911 call here. Let's take a listen to this nonsense.
It's not.
Hey, County 911, what's the address of your emergency? Hello?
If you're waiting on that son of a bitch, you're going to be waiting all night. I just called 911 telling them I missed a cigarette.
You made me wait for that 911 operator to pick up. Now you can wait for me.
If you're waiting on that son of a bitch, you're going to be waiting all night.
Well, I just called 911 telling them I missed a cigarette.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
I need some cigarettes.
What address are you at? What's your name?
Gary Roberts.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Carrie is your first name?
Yeah. Carrie.
Spell it for me.
I smoke Newport. You don't need to know my name. You just need to know my brand.
G-A-R-Y.
This woman was obviously drunk, out of her mind. And you know, when you're drunk, that's when you want a ciggy.
Wait, I forgot how to spell my last name.
Yeah, she's wasted.
You said your last name is Rob.
I bet you she could spell Marlboro, though.
Bert.
No, I think I dialed the wrong number. Thank you.
You can't just, you know, say, how could you call the wrong number? It was three, you pressed three buttons. A normal phone number is, what, like seven? Maybe she was trying to call information. That would kind of make sense. Information, you know, what do you need? I need cigarettes. All right, I can punch up a convenience store here for you. Linda White, 48, of Granbury, called 911 at about 1 a.m. on February 11th. I hate the month of February. I hate saying February. Most people just say February. February. But it's February.
And being a broadcast professional, I feel like I have to pronounce it correctly. You know, I can barely pronounce names. I might as well get something right. But it's just it's an awful name for an awful month. Black Shoot, we really got the shit end of the stick having a whole month for this, for you. February. It's short and it's spelled stupid. All right, sorry. February really sets me off. All right, she asked deputies to make a delivery. I need some cigarettes, she said in a recording of the call. On Tuesday, she apologized and tried to explain. We were just kicking it in the backyard. Oh, white people saying kicking it. It shouldn't happen. A few beers too many, she said. Next thing you know, we're out of cigarettes. Well, I didn't want to drive to town. I was drunk, you know, but in my backyard. Who's the safest person to call, she asked. Your police department, I thought. Drunk or not, the sheriff's office at 911 is reserved for emergencies. A call for deputies to bring cigarettes to the resident is not an emergency call, said Hood County Chief Deputy Biff Temple. That's a great name. Biff Temple, PD. Well, two deputies responded and found White and her boyfriend, Gary Roberts. Quote, I just saw bright lights and knew, White said. Roberts said he knew White was in trouble. I knew because I told her, somebody is fixing to go to jail. White was booked on a charge of abusing 911, a misdemeanor punishable by up to $2,000 in fines and 180 days in jail. She was released on bond about 6 hours later. I'm deeply sorry for what I did, she said. I'm embarrassed. It's not me. It is kind of funny, she said laughing, you're not helping. White added she learned the hard way not to call 911 with a frivolous request. They don't deliver, they pick up, she said. There you go, very funny lady. Second story we have for you today. Have you guys used a dating website to find a potential partner? Has it worked out for you? Because for some who have been raped, the answer, sadly, would be no, unless that's what you're looking for. And just because you're using a Christian dating website doesn't mean anything. As a matter of fact, if I was a rapist, that's the type of website I'd be targeting. A California man is accused of raping a woman he met on a Christian dating website, and police fear there may be other victims. Sean Banks, 37, met the victim on the matchmaking website ChristianMingle.com, which gets advertised to me quite a bit on YouTube for some reason. I have a sneaking suspicion it has something to do with all of my Westboro Baptist Church video searches. I'm sorry, I love some of their music.
I'm pissed off God, you'll see what he's got.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. You pissed off God, you'll see what he's got. You ain't God, no, you ain't God, no poker face.
Show your
It's their poker face parody entitled Whorish Face. Thank you, Westboro Baptist Church, for indulging in that. I get 30-second pre-roll advertisements for Christian Mingle and also, for some reason, MuslimSingles.com. All right, back to the story here. Some guy went on the dating website Christian Mingle, found a God-fearing woman and raped the shit out of her. Where's your God now, honey? All right. He went by the name Rarity. Probably a black guy, right? His name is Sean Banks. He used three additional online identities. Rylan Butterwood. Jesus Christ, ladies. You actually talked to a guy named Rylan Butterwood, and that did not raise any red flags for you. Lady freaks, members of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse, let me pose a question to you. Let's say you're on a dating website. You're on Match.com, and you start talking to me. And we get to the point where you ask me my name, and I reply, my name is Symphony Gingersnap. You would immediately think, well, this guy is full of absolute shit, or he's a faggot or something. You wouldn't keep talking to him, would you? You wouldn't meet him anywhere, no. There are millions of losers on Match.com you could be talking to. If you even so much as sniff a whiff that this guy might be a little off balance, delete him immediately. It's okay. You hold all the cards. You can pick whoever you want, girls. Rylan Butterwood. Also be on the lookout for names like Lucian Delicatessen, Deltoid McSprinkles, Forever Diamond. Girls love diamonds, but beware. By the way, if you are rapists, these are all great names to go by. Bronx Giraffe and Wooshy St. Cream Puff. You might want to Look into those names. All right, where are we at here? Christian Mingle touts a safety section that includes a warning to avoid contact with members who cannot take no for an answer. Rapists tend to be a little pushy. Banks was arrested on February 11th and has been booked on two rape charges in the incident, as well as one count of residential burglary. He has pleaded not guilty and is free on his own recognizance after posting a $500,000 bail. How does one post $500,000 bail? Obviously, he's going to one of those bail bond places, right? I don't know exactly how that works, because all of the bail bond offices I've seen are in, like, shitty neighborhoods. And I know they don't have $500,000 to front you. All right, final story we have for you today. An angry Colombian wife dumped boiling water onto her husband, genitals. Ah! As he slept after finding out he had been unfaithful. Oh, Lord. Yolivo Lopez allegedly tipped the scorching liquid on top of Nefer Natan's private parts after receiving a call from his mistress saying they just had sex. The newspaper reports that Natan, or whatever his name is, arrived at home in the early hours of Tuesday morning after saying he'd been out for a few drinks with friends. Lopez allowed him to fall asleep. I'm going to stop right there. This woman needs to be executed, and I'll tell you why. She was able to mask an insane amount of rage long enough for this guy to sleep. I don't think most women could do that. I think most ladies are too emotional to really plot out something like this. Let him fall asleep. Like, this may have taken hours. All right, so this woman's nuts. So who knows what else she's capable of. We need to kill her now. All right. The newspaper reports that the guy arrived home in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Lopez allowed him to fall asleep before going to the kitchen, where she filled a pot with water and placed it on the stove to heat it up. Once boiled, she carried the pot into the bedroom and tipped it onto her husband's junk. Neighbors in the town of Martinez said Nitan's screams pierced the night sky like a sonic boom, and he was taken to the hospital for treatment. Doctor said his penis was utterly destroyed. Oh, my God, what a quote. That was actually in quotations. When the best doctors could say, medically speaking, is that something was utterly destroyed, that is scary. I mean, doctors will usually say stuff like, well, the genitals were irreparably damaged. They would not normally say, oh my God, this shit was utterly destroyed, man. All right. By the way, Lopez has not been seen since the attack. No, you're not going to see her. I told you, she's too smart. You will never hear from her again. She's got a whole new identity by now. She's pretending to be a small Peruvian boy or something. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaks have been up to.
Hey, Flesh Hoover Henson, faggot. I wipe my ass until I get the most yellow out. But if you dig in there, you could still get yellow. But that's why I jump in the shower on my last try and then rinse that fucker out with some soap.
Nice.
But you probably don't shower because you're single. You fucking homo. You stink, you're ugly, and no one likes you.
All right, thank you very much. An answer to my question and a few insults.
Hey, Boost, Spiral and fucker. No, not really, it's Zach. Nonetheless, I thought that you should post your list of channels that you follow on YouTube to me, because that would be awesome, because I need new shit to watch.
Well, I subscribe to Toneta and Alexis K. Tyler, and then some technology review websites and, you know, fat guys farting. That's pretty much it. All right, next up, y'all.
Hey, Tim, you fruity little honky. This is the great Chevy Checker. I was listening to your program, and you made me realize that, yeah, I need to bring the twist back for a whole new generation.
Oh.
So I wrote a new version, and I'm going to skip it out for you right now.
Okay.
Here we go. Twist. Joint girl, twisted on my Johnson. I'ma twist your nipple, bitch, like Samantha Bronson. Twisted on your box, girl. I'ma bruise your cervix. I'ma twist it on your clit, like a word of dervish. Twisted up and down, girl. Twisted to your front.
Bruise your cervix.
Twist my skeet on your nipple, girl, and then I'll go smoke a blunt.
Wow.
Twisted, bitch.
Thank you very. See, Chubby Checker's new hit. I like that he's, you know, sticking with the twist, but, you know, he's changing it up a bit.
Hey, Timmy Boo. So I think I finally found an old person I don't hate.
I'm driving home from school. She pulls up next to me at the stoplight, calls me a fucking beaner. I'm white, by the way. And then speeds off at 60 miles an hour down a 40-mile-an-hour street.
Wow. So, what did you do to her? Did you cut her off or something? I cut off a bitch yesterday, and she was following me home. I swear to God. I was taking all sorts of weird when I realized that she was following me, I tried taking weird routes just to see if she would, you know, continue on my path. I even sped through a yellow light, and she did the same. Like, she, by the time she got to the light, it was red. So she ran a red light. This is all to keep up with me. And the reason why I cut her off was because she wouldn't let me get in the lane, right? And I just had to get over. So I just sped up and went and, you know, kind of cut her off. But it was because I had to get over. It wasn't like I was, you know, dicking around with her. And this bitch held a grudge. And I'm like, woman, what are you going to do if you follow me home and you pull into my driveway? I'm going to fucking deck you. I have no problem hitting an old woman. Believe me.
Yo, Timmy Boo, this is the Black Car Master. 12 of 20 black people that listen to your show.
Oh. We're up to 20 now.
Until February 13th.
This is truly an integrated podcast
edition of Fantastic Tuesday. And I was a little bit appalled from what I've heard. Now, I go for a lot of stuff, but by golly, that word, the N-word or the nigger word, was played way too much.
Oh, so but saying nigger once or twice is okay. But when it's written in a story a bunch, then you have a problem with it. What difference does it make if I say it once or 20 times? You're stupid. Okay. You're not allowed to be offended by that. Come on. It's fucking 2013.
Hey.
That word means absolutely nothing to anyone anymore. It's just funny to say.
Do you want to connect with me on Circle?
Matt?
It's free at HTTP.
Hello, my sweet prince.
Now I'm getting angry for some reason. Idiot listeners.
Hello, my sweet prince. It's Mike in New York. Hey, I'm just coming up on my 5-year anniversary.
Ooh.
Of being a Sideshow member. I love you, Tim.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you, too.
I've been listening to the show for the past 48 hours or so because I was way behind.
Damn.
And I'm catching up. And I still remember that first show I listened to. Your little intro to the show was you reading a bunch of the love words from the family cult.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that.
I knew from Fuck Me Jesus that I was going to love this show.
Mm.
So keep up the good work.
Fuck me, Jesus. Fill me with your seed, Jesus.
Mr. Henson. Yeah.
I need your holy jelly babies inside my miracle cunt. All right, that's quite enough. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. By the way, remember I was asking you guys where that came from? Apparently, a couple people emailed me, and I don't know if this is the true origin of email me, but many years ago, I had a listener of Distorted View who worked for a company called TLA Raw, and they were, they're kind of like Adam and Eve, but different, I guess, I don't know. They sell sex toys, and they make porno movies and all that sort of shit, right? So David over there at TLA Raw would send me shit all the time. And once he sent me a ball gag and some light S&M gear, and I put the ball gag in my mouth, and I recorded a portion of the show with the ball gag in my mouth. And I think at the end of the program, I put the ball gag back in, and that's what it sounded like. When I tried to say email me, it came out, email me! So that's what a ball gag in the mouth sounds like, and that's where the origins of email me came from. Yes, email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God.
Because the penis is going into the hole.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow if you're Sideshow Freaks. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. But if you are Sideshow Freaks, don't leave quite yet because we've got more show. It's an extended program for you. All right, I'll see you guys back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
The sound speaks louder words sometimes. The night everybody listens. Be narrow to all when we shut your mouth. The sound speaks louder words sometimes.
If you gonna suck a dick, then you suck a dick.